minor league teams getting as silly as possible with their promotions.
Because you have to. Like, it's minor league baseball. Right. It's, you know.
Yeah.
You can get seats behind home plate. My buddy's up. He lives, moved here from Miami. And he's, orange cat. And he was like, cool, I'd love to go to a game this weekend. Like, how much are seats behind opening plate or behind home plate? You know, I don't want to spend more than like $50 a ticket, but I think it might be worth it. Seats directly behind home plate in Richmond are $12.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'll barely get you a soda at Scott Trade or Enterprise Center for the Blues.
Oh, just different caliber of sport. They know what they're, they know what they're doing. We're here because they bring the beer to you and the weather's nice.
It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off. That's right. You have downloaded Season 2, Episode 13, which is our baseball opening day episode. All the questions today will be about baseball. My co-host Aaron is here. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. I live in Virginia, so I think people are a little bit happier here than they are out where you are.
Well, not necessarily where I am, but where my daughter is. Purdue lost last night, didn't make it to the Final Four. And not only am I disappointed for my daughter, my bracket is seriously screwed up now.
I have UVA winning in a couple of mine, so I'm still feeling pretty good.
We are here with Mike and Mark. Both of them have been here before. Mike, could you please reacquaint yourself with our audience?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Mike. I'm from Metuchen, New Jersey. I'm a financial advisor by trade, an amateur poker player, and because of the theme of today, I'll relate. Let's see. My first baseball memory was the 1973 World Series between the Mets and the Oakland Athletics. So I did get to see Willie Mays play for real. My most exciting game I attended in person, I was lucky enough to be at the 1985 opening day for the Mets, where Gary Carter, in his first game as a Met, hit a game-winning home run, and we all left the stadium chanting, Gary, Gary.
Thank you, Mike. And Mark, please tell us a little bit about yourself for our listener.
Yeah, my name is Mark Cooper. This is my second time on the show. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm a sports writer here, and originally from New York State, so I grew up following Yankees, New York Jets, kind of all the teams throughout the state. My first real memory, first game I went to was in 1998 at Yankee Stadium. It was actually the day before David Wells' perfect game. And then my favorite baseball memory in terms of seeing a game in person was I was there in Yankee Stadium, I think about 16 years ago now, when Barry Bonds hit a ball into the upper deck. I was in right field and watched it sail over my head. And maybe the only time that I've been to a game in Yankee Stadium where everybody kind of cheered the opposition because everybody was just kind of amazed at how far Barry Bonds could hit a baseball.
Just real quick, my earliest baseball memory was way, way back, probably in 76, 77, going to my first baseball game at Old Busch Stadium and there being an absolute bench-clearing brawl in the third inning.
That is a good memory to have.
I think that's probably why I like hockey now. So yeah. There you go. Aaron, how about yours?
Baseball?
Yeah.
Not really a baseball fan. So we had the Richmond Braves were here. We had the AAA team for the Braves for a long time. So Chipper Jones played here for like a year and a half in the early 90s. And I didn't quite understand what was going on, but I understood the people were really psyched about it. And then when he went up to Atlanta and they went to the World Series that year, everyone was really, really excited. And I didn't understand why, but it was cool because we don't have professional sports teams here. We have the occasional minor league team and that's it. So it was cool to have something to get behind as a city.
Very cool.
Yes. Speaking of baseball brawls, when my dad used to take me and my brother to Shea Stadium, mostly to see the Mets, usually he took both of us at the same time. But this one time, I guess he couldn't get three tickets together. So he got two tickets for two games in a row. I went with him one night, and then my brother went the second night against the Padres, probably in about 1976, I'm thinking. And the Mets won my game. Next night, my brother went with my dad, and there was a brawl. Mike Vail and Tito Fuentes ended up brawling at second base for some reason. And you have to picture me being 9 years old at home, watching the game on television and being upset that I missed this. Like my brother was so lucky. He got to see a game of fighting it.
Let's go over the rules. Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there. We are going to decide who goes first. Mark, I'm going to give you the choice of calling either heads or tails.
This is my favorite part.
I'll go with tails for it to fail.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Sure. You got heads.
Heads it is. So, Mike, you get your choice to either play or defer once you've heard the categories in the first period. That will depend on what happens in the second period, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Mike, here are your categories to either play or defer. You have John Fogerty's Center Field, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, or The Greatest by Kenny Rogers.
I'll play and I'll take the center field category.
John Fogerty's Center Field. These are 5 questions about baseball in 1985 when that song was released.
Okay.
Number 1, what base stealing machine for the Cubs and Cardinals was inducted into Cooperstown in 1985?
That would be a Lou Brock.
Lou Brock is correct for 10 points. Well done.
Thank you.
Number 2, name either the Royals or the Mets pitchers that won the year's Cy Young honors.
Dwight Gooden.
Dwight Gooden is one. Do you know the other by chance?
I believe that would be Saberhagen.
Oh, you knew them both. Unfortunately, I can still only give you 10 points, but well done.
Thank you.
Number 3, what Yankees infielder won the American League MVP and Gold Glove honors that year?
Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly's correct. You are 3 for 3, no jinx intended.
Thank you.
Number 4, before his 2-decade stint with the Braves, what American League team did Bobby Cox lead to the ALCS on his way to earning Manager of the Year honors?
That, I believe, would be up north in Toronto, the Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jays is correct. 4 for 4. Let's see if you can sweep the category. The 1985 World Series was a showdown between the Kansas City Royals and my St. Louis Cardinals. What interstate highway lends its name to a nickname for the series because it passes through both cities in the state of Missouri?
Well, I've never been to Missouri, but I think it's 70.
Interstate 70 is correct. You ran the table 5 for 5. Very well done.
That's a good question. I like that one.
Yeah,
you can literally see both stadiums from that interstate, and they're about the same distance away. It's like less than a mile. Whenever you see a game at Kansas City and they pan to the outfield, there's a highway in the background, and that's I-70.
Cool.
Mark, you have a tough act to follow in your half of the first period, or should we say the bottom of the first period, to mix our metaphors?
Yeah.
We never know what sport we're playing.
You have to choose between Take Me Out to the Ball Game or The Greatest by Kenny Rogers.
Let's go. Yeah, that is a tough act to follow. Let's go with The Greatest.
The Greatest. These are 5 questions about baseball in 1999 when that song was released.
Perfect.
Number 1, what team did the Yankees sweep to win the 1999 World Series?
All right, let me make sure I get my years right here. I believe that would have been the Atlanta Braves.
Correct for 10 points.
They all blend together.
Number 2, what player, by then a Devil Ray, became the youngest player to earn his 3,000th hit and also becoming the first person to get that milestone on a home run?
That would be Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs is correct, 2 for 2. Number 3, name either of the 2 Yankees legends that passed away in 1999.
Tricky. I'm going to go with Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio is one. Catfish Hunter was the other one. Well done.
Glad you didn't ask for both, because my second guess was not Catfish Hunter.
So. We can thank Ryan for that one. Number four, what is the well-known nickname of the Texas Ranger who won the American League MVP honors that year?
The only nickname I can think of, so he must have won the MVP, is that Pudge Rodriguez?
Pudge Ivan Rodriguez is correct. You are 4-for-4, no jinx intended. And number five, two of the pitchers with the most strikeouts in 1999 had the last names Millwood and Brown. What first name did they share?
I think one of them I always think of for punching a wall. I think it was in the dugout. That would be Kevin Brown and Kevin Millwood.
Brown was with the Dodgers and Millwood was with the Braves. They shared the first name, Kevin. We have a tie score of 50-50 after the first period. A very efficient first period.
Yeah, nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Pitcher's duel, I guess.
That's right. We are here for the first intermission question, which is about home runs. Tell me who hit the most home runs for the following teams during the 2018 season. These are the most home runs for the following teams during the 2018 season. Number one, the Boston Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Number two, the LA Dodgers. Number three, the Houston Astros. And number four, the Arizona Diamondbacks. And while these guys think about that, here's something to listen to. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. We are back with these guys' answers to the leaders in home runs for the following teams during the 2018 seasons. Let's start with Mark. Who led the Boston Red Sox in home runs?
I've got J.D. Martinez down.
And Mike?
Mookie Betts.
The answer with 43 home runs is J.D. Martinez. Well done, Mark.
It's the only one that I was sure of, so.
Number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mike?
I put Bellinger.
And Mark?
I also have Cody Bellinger.
The answer is Max Muncy with 35. Mark, to you for the third one, the Houston Astros.
I've got George Springer.
And Mike?
I put Bergman.
Alex Bergman with 31 home runs is the correct answer. Well done, even though my answer sheet says Bregman.
That was the name I crossed out. So,
and to Mike, number four, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I have former Diamondback Goldschmidt.
And Mark?
I also have Paul Goldschmidt.
Well, no points there. The answer is David Peralta with 30.
Wow.
Guess what, guys? We're still tied. After the first intermission, it is 55-55. Sounds like a good speed limit for a nation. And we will turn the second period over to the best co-host in the world, Aaron.
Oh, thanks. In the second period, Mark, you have your choice from the following categories: Straight Outta Compton, Mo Money, Mo Problems, or The Crossroads.
I'm going to go with Mo Money, Mo Problems.
All right. Mo Money, Mo Problems is five questions about East Coast baseball. Specifically, the AL and NL East. Question number one. What pair of catchers slash managers slash coaches had their number eights retired by the Yankees on the same day in 1972?
I believe, is that Berra and Dickey?
It is. Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey. Number two. From 1977 to 2004, at what park did the Montreal Expos play their home games?
I think the name of it is Olympic Stadium.
I think that is correct. Now they play in D.C.
And they're thinking about building a stadium to get an expansion team.
In Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
As long as they bring back Yuppie.
Yeah, they'll have to steal Yuppie back from the Canadiens.
Yeah.
Number three, from their first season in 1883 through 1889, what team was known as the Quakers?
Quakers. There are, well, I'm assuming that that's a team in Pennsylvania. A couple teams there. I'm going to go with the Phillies.
Good guess. That is correct. You guys are cruising.
There are no rebounds to be had in this game. No. I'm going to jinx them again.
Yeah, whoever misses first is going to lose, I think.
I'm sure there's something that's going to come through that's going to jinx me here, but at this point it's hard for me to imagine sending a challenge Mike's way. So
that's a good point. Number four, more cowbell, Mohawks, and DJ Kitty are among the aspects of what AL team's fandom?
So you said more cowbell, Mohawks, and what was the third one?
DJ Kitty. One who plays music but is also a cat, I guess.
And this is an AL team's fandom?
Yes.
Well, the jinx is in because I don't have a great feel for this one.
Oof. Oh, no.
So I am just going to go with the first team that's in my head here. And I'm not sure why. Maybe there's something in the back of my mind, or maybe it's completely wrong. The Chicago White Sox. Oh, what am I talking about?
Yeah, you caught yourself. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Mike, with the rebound.
Yeah, I have no idea. So I'll just guess in the East Coast team. I'll say the Red Sox.
Also incorrect. So you didn't lose ground, Mark.
If I had picked up on what I had done wrong, the Red Sox was my guess. So.
Okay, well, it worked out. The correct answer was the Tampa Bay Rays.
They have a fan base.
Yeah, that's using the term loosely.
Ooh, yikes. There's at least three of them. Number five. What is the official five-word name of the place where the Orioles play their home games?
Is it Oriole Ballpark at Camden Yards?
Brent, I'm going to need a ruling on this.
I'm leaning towards incorrect.
Okay. That is, per Brent, incorrect. Mike.
Well, before he answered, my answer was very close, so I'll go with the ballpark at Camden Yards.
That is also incorrect, which makes me feel better. The correct answer, and you can see my conundrum, is Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Wow.
So I'm going to be pedantic, and you guys are going to deal with it.
Wait. Don't sell yourself short. We are going to be pedantic.
That's true. That was tag team pedantic. Pedantry?
Pedantism.
Sure. Well, I like that one. All right. Mike, before this gets any weirder, your categories are Straight Outta Compton or The Crossroads?
I'll take The Crossroads, please.
All right. These are five questions about Central Baseball, both AL and NL. Number one. Of the five teams currently in the AL Central, which team has gone the longest without winning that division?
I'll say, how about the Twins?
Twins is incorrect. Mark?
I'm going to go with the White Sox.
White Sox is correct.
Nice.
Mark picks up 5 points and takes a little bit of an advantage.
Our first rebound of the game.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you. They last won the division in 2008 when they had the same record as the Twins, but they won a one-off game to break the tie. So they barely squeaked it in 2008. Number two, who is the current manager for the Milwaukee Brewers? Mike, back to you.
Brewers. Is it Council?
It is Craig Council. Question number three. The Cincinnati Reds won the first NL Central crown in 1995. Who was their owner at that time?
I'll say it was still Marge Schott.
Marge Schott is correct. And Ryan wants us to remember when she literally said she supported Hitler's domestic policies. So
that wasn't her finest moment.
Yeah, Marge was a peach.
To say that was not her finest moment in a myriad of unfine moments, saying something.
Yeah,
she was not the face you want for your organization. Number four. What are the only two AL Central teams that Jim Thome never played for during his long career?
I'll say the Tigers and the Royals.
Tigers and Royals is correct.
Wow.
Nice job. And number five, what left fielder and first baseman had his number 8 retired by the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1982?
Just talking about him yesterday with my brother, Pops Willie Stargell.
Jeez. All right. Yeah, that is correct. So tiny, tiny, tiny bit of movement in the second period. All right, going into the second intermission, it's a 5-point game. Mike has 95, Mark has 90. Here is your question. I'm going to give you four quotes said by baseball players. You're going to name the player. Ready?
Yep.
Yep. Number one, the game of baseball isn't over till it's over. Number two, if my uniform doesn't get dirty, I have done anything in the baseball game. Number three, close doesn't count in baseball. Close only counts in horseshoes and grenades. And number four, they don't think it be like it is, but it do. And while they're thinking about that, here is a message for you to listen to.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
Number one, the game of baseball isn't over until it's over. Mike, who said that?
That was the one I was only pretty sure about. That's got to be Yogi Berra.
And Mark?
Also the only one that I had any confidence in. I also have Yogi Berra.
That is Yogi Berra. Number two, if my uniform doesn't get dirty, I have done anything in the baseball game. Mike?
I don't know this one for sure, but it certainly sounds like something Pete Rose would say.
All right. And Mark?
Same logic, same answer, Pete Rose.
Okay. Incorrect. The correct answer was Ricky Henderson.
Oh.
And I Wikipedia'd him because I wasn't sure, because that the wording was very strange, but apparently he was referred to as a modern-day Yogi Berra. He used to refer to himself in the third person. And one unconfirmed story reports seeing him standing naked in front of a mirror before a game, practicing his swing and declaring, "Ricky's the best, Ricky's the best."
Had he referred to himself in the third person, I would have gotten that one correct. So,
yeah.
My favorite Ricky Henderson story, which I'm sure you already know, was the one involving John Olerud. You guys know that one?
Uh-huh. I don't, but...
Well, you remember John Olerud, because he had a head injury, he wore a helmet in the field. So,
right.
Evidently, when Henderson and Olerud were on the Mets, Henderson went up to Olerud and said, "You know, when I was on Toronto, we also had a guy who played first base and wore a helmet in the field." And of course, Olerud goes, "Well, that was me."
Wow. Yeah, his Wikipedia page is full of stories like that. They're all great.
I seem to remember once him being listed as unavailable for a game with frostbite in Oakland in June.
Common problem.
Yeah.
All right, number three, close doesn't count in baseball. Close only counts in horseshoes and grenades. Mike, who said that?
I just took a guess and put Leo DeRocher.
All right, and Mark?
I also went with the manager, but I put Tommy Lasorda.
Right. Neither of those was correct. It was said by Frank Robinson. And finally, they don't think it be like it is, but it do. Mike?
I know this is wrong, but already the orator of one of my favorite quotes that I'm certain of, I put Gary Templeton.
Okay. And Mark?
I know he was quotable. I have Pedro Martinez down.
The correct answer is Oscar Gamble.
Oh.
I was in the right era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as Ryan pointed out, that line, "They don't think it be like it is, but it do," that line is perfect following "Roses are red, violets are blue."
I will actually have a minor personal Oscar Gamble story. The only foul ball that I've ever gotten at a Major League Baseball game was at a Yankees old timer day. And Oscar Gamble was taking batting practice and hit a foul ball that landed right in front of me. So.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Very nice.
So after the second intermission, scores they've gotten bigger, but they have not changed in terms of differential. Mike has 100. Mark has 95. Brent, back to you for the third.
Your categories in the third period, Mark, are the silver one, the small one, and please don't make me pick the books category.
That's interesting. Now I'm trying to think about my expertise in baseball books. I'm going to go with the silver one.
The silver one. These are five questions about baseball on the silver screen.
Okay.
Number one, Freddie Prinz Jr. and Wilmer Valderrama play baseball studs Ryan Dunn and Mickey Dominguez in what 2001 rom-com?
I picked the wrong category. wow. Freddie Prinz Jr., Wilmer Valderrama. I feel like there's a movie called something like this, and I might end up getting the name wrong. I'm going to go with The Catch.
The catch is incorrect, Mike.
Down and out in Los Angeles.
That is also incorrect. Mark, you were close. The movie is Summer Catch.
I knew it was something along that lines, but I wasn't going to get to summer.
Yeah. Number two, Brendan Fraser's character in The Scout has the last name that is the same as which U.S. state?
Another one that I don't know very well. Let's see what kind of state. Sounds like it could be a last name. Let's go with Montana.
Montana is incorrect, Mike.
Believe it or not, I was going to say Montana. Scarface about 20 times.
You ruled out one, you got 49 left.
Exactly. You ruled one out. So I'll say Kansas.
No, the character's name in The Scout was Steve Nebraska.
Oh, I was close.
The most baseball name ever. So yes. I actually knew this because I did a round in my game on Thursday about scouts because of the Girl Scouts losing their mind over the Boy Scouts allowing girls. I forget what the question was, but in researching it, I pulled up Brendan Fraser's IMDb page, and they actually say, and I think this is tremendously unfair, they say that he is best known for his work in The Mummy.
Yeah, I heard that was a pretty lackluster effort.
Yeah. I said this to my regulars. They were like, what is that about? That's terrible. Yeah.
Number three. What was the nickname of Benny Rodriguez in The Sandlot?
Finally one that I know. He was Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Benny the Jet. I don't know if they ever pronounce it as Benny in the Jet, but there we go. Number four. What was the name of Pedro Serrano's voodoo idol in Major League?
Oh, man. I should know this. Let's see if I can pull it out of my head. Is it Joe Boo?
Joe Boo is correct for another 10 points.
Nice.
I always find it ironic that he went from playing Pedro Serrano to then playing the president in 24, and now he's the Allstate spokesman. That's quite a range.
You can say that he was not typecast.
No, not at all. And number five. What actor portrayed the title character in The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings about a group of ex-Negro League stars playing during the era of segregation?
I have not seen this movie. Mike's nodding his head, so he either knows it or he's really throwing me off here. Yeah, I've got nothing. I got to pass this one.
Mike, do you have an answer?
I'll just take a guess and say Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington's incorrect. He also played Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams. Okay. Mark, you picked up 20 in your half of the third period. Mike, we are to you. You have to pick between the small one and Please Don't Make Me Pick the Books category.
Let me go with the small one.
The small one. These are five questions about baseball on the small screen.
Okay.
Number one, what is the nickname of fictional former Red Sox pitcher Sam Malone?
I'll say red light.
Red light is incorrect, Mark.
Nothing's really coming to mind here. I'm going to go fastball.
Fastball is also incorrect. This is Sam Malone from Cheers, Sam Mayday Malone.
Mayday, okay.
Number two, what character plays catcher for the Peanuts baseball team in the Charles Schulz comic strips and films?
I'm going to say Linus.
Linus is incorrect, Mark.
I'm going to go Snoopy.
Snoopy's also incorrect. He also played the piano. That was Schrader.
Okay. It's in the musical, too, Your Good Man Charlie Brown. There's a whole song about the baseball game, and it's so damn cute.
I need to see that at some point.
It's so cute.
Number three, what second baseman was hired at the Springfield Power Plant by Mr. Burns so he would play on the company team, though he was unfortunately thrown in jail for every unsolved murder in New York City during the Simpsons episode, Homer at the Bat?
That one I'll send as a challenge.
Mark, you have been challenged.
Ooh.
So my best friend here in Tulsa and trivia partner is a huge, huge, huge Simpsons fan and actually helped write a Simpsons trivia night for the company that we both help out. And we've definitely gone over these positions like probably 10 times, but I'm starting to draw a blank here. You said second base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Steve Sachs?
It is Steve Sachs for a fended off challenge. Gosh. Well done.
Shout out to trivia partner Ian Maul, because without him, I would not have gotten that one correct.
Number four, back to Mike. What position did Kenny Powers play during his Major League Baseball career in the show Eastbound and Down?
Was he a pitcher?
We'll go ahead and give that to you because the position is pitcher, but they have him down as a closing pitcher.
Okay. I knew had you asked me to be more specific, I knew he was a reliever, but I couldn't remember on the episodes I saw that he was a closer. So we would have.
Yeah. And those roles are so, you know, wishy-washy and kind of fluid and everything. So I think pitcher is fine.
Good job. Good job.
Thanks.
Ryan, if you disagree, too bad.
Send an angry email to we don't care at sportstriviafaceoff.com. Number five, actress Kylie Bunbaker played Ginny Baker, a young woman with a nasty screwball who becomes the first woman to play in MLB in what show that ran for 10 episodes on Fox in 2016?
The one thing I definitely watched a few of these, can't remember the name of the show. I'll just say Pitched.
I'm going to give that to you. It is Pitch.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Good work.
Mark, you picked up 50 in that period. Mike, you picked up 10. Headed into the shootout, it is 145 to 110 in Mark's favor. And here is how the shootout works, and Aaron will pick us up after that. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Gentlemen, your three questions for the shootout are as follows. Number one, the career batting average for Andre Dawson. Number two, the current seating capacity of Comerica Park. And number three, the current age in years of Mike Socha. And while they are thinking about this, here comes some ads.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
Question number one, the career batting average for Andre Dawson. Mark, what did you say?
I have 297.
All right. And Mike, what about you?
I went a little lower. I don't think he ever won a batting title. That was my rationale. So I put 279.
All right. Well, the correct answer is 279.
Wow.
Wow. That's just
good working.
So Mike hits it right on the nose. Mark also within 10%. He was only off by 18. Question number two, the current seating capacity of Comerica Park. Mike.
Any of the ballparks built recently, I think we're all mostly, if not all, less than 50,000. So I went with, and if I get this on the nose, then there's a problem. I put 43,999.
Okay. And Mark, what did you say?
Yeah. Ballpark sizes I struggle with, but I went with 46,500.
All right. And the correct answer is 41,083. So Mike picks up that win there too. He was 2,916 off, so he was also within 10%. Mark off by 5,417. And number three, the current age and years of Mike Socha. Mark, we're going to start with you for this one.
Yeah, this was tough. I had a basis in that I'm pretty sure Mike Socha was the catcher in The Simpsons. So shout out to The Simpsons again. I got 63 years old.
Okay, and Mike.
Well, when he resigned like 6 months ago, I think I remember saying to myself when I read the article that he wasn't 60 yet, that he was 59th. I'm having a flashback of this in October. So I put 60, maybe he celebrated a birthday since then.
It appears he has celebrated a birthday since then. The answer is 60.
Wow.
So Mike gets two on the nose and one within 10%. Mike picks up 50 for sweeping the shootout and 100 points for the hat trick bonus for 150 total points in the shootout. Yikes. Final score, Mike 260, Mark 145. But don't let that score fool you. This was a really close game up until the very end.
Absolutely.
Great game. The shootout was my friend.
That was some no, that was some Mariano Rivera level finishing right there.
See what you did there.
All righty, guys. That was an excellent game. That's going to be an excellent kickoff to the baseball season. Thank you both very much for playing. Mike, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I got nothing new. I'll say what I've said a couple other times I've played, that thank you for the invite. Thank you for a great opponent. Aaron, thank you for the co-hosting. Brent, thank you for hosting. And everyone, enjoy the baseball season.
All right. Thank you very much for the kind words. And Mark?
Yeah, thank you both again. Second time on. I'm 1-1, so now I'll have to come back and try to get back above 500 sometime. But you guys are great, and thanks for what you do. I love listening to the show every week. Mike, thanks for a really great show. I think aside from we clearly don't know movies and TV, but I think we do know baseball. And same thing that Mike said. It's going to be a great baseball season, and looking forward to it.
All righty. For Mike and Mark and Aaron, I am Brent. We will see you next time you download.
Yay.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
Number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mike?
I put Bellinger.
And Mark?
I also have Cody Bellinger.
The answer is Max Muncy with 35. By the way, were you laughing at my fumble there, young lady?
Yeah, just the fact that you seamlessly just recut the take. You didn't have to. you knew you'd f***ed it up and you just did it again. It was great.
Own your f-ups. That's exactly. That's my rule of life.